Good morning, everyone. I'd like to call this Board of Supervisor meeting to order. The date is November 7th. The time is 9:03 a.m. I'm going to ask everyone to please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I'm going to ask Isabel Figueroa, who will be introduced shortly, to lead us in the pledge, then remain standing for an invocation from Pastor David Kerr from the Trinity United Presbyterian Church.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And will you pray with me? Lord God, we recognize on a morning like this that we live in troubled times. There are many things happening, not only in this county, but in our nation and in our world, that we seek your wisdom. And for the supervisors today, I just pray that you give them great wisdom as they oversee the needs of the many, many people in this county. We thank you for the precious gift that you've given us in the peoples of this county. Yet we recognize many of these people have great needs. So, Lord, in all that's said and done, would you give great wisdom, guidance, and direction? For we pray this in the Master's name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Isabel. Okay, we're going to move on to item three, presentations. These are the Employee Service Awards, and we're going to be honoring a few folks today. And we're going to start with Kathy Harwell with the Community Service Agency. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. It is truly my honor to be here this morning to recognize two employees from the Community Services Agency. Our first employee is Carranza Hernandez. Carranza joined our CSA family in June 2010 after working for the Stanislaus County Health Services Agency as an administrative secretary in their family medicine residency program. During her time with Health Services Agency, she supported over 200 physicians and resident physicians in completing their residency internships and residency training programs. Ms. Carranza began her training as a Family Services Specialist 1 and completed program training for Medi-Cal, CalFresh, and the CalWORKS program as she transitioned to CSA. She promoted to a Family Services Specialist 2 the following year and was selected to join our CalWORKS renewal team, where she was responsible for interviewing and processing annual redeterminations for our families. We have consistently look to improve our business processes at the Community Services Agency, including movement to a team caseload approach. And Cora was able to move seamlessly into this new process of case management using her knowledge and experience in all our major eligibility programs. In 2015, we began a new CalFresh renewal unit through a Kaizen work group, and Cora was a perfect fit to join this unit and help build it into a still-standing, effective work team today. Cora earned scholarship awards from the American Business Women's Association, as well as the recipient of the Stanislaus County's Earl Pride Scholarship during her time at Humphreys Business College. She also earned Dean's List recognition all quarters. Congratulations, what an incredible accomplishment while also working full-time. She also received a valedictorian nomination during her automated accounting and full charge bookkeeping program through Valley Commercial College. Cora is known for being a very kind and respectful person who treats her peers and customers with dignity and respect. She is professional and courteous at all times and adapts easily to new situations. She has a positive and professional attitude and is always willing and able to take on additional assignments. She has been selected as a mentor within her unit because of her competence, but most importantly, because of her positive attitude. Cora also serves as a volunteer interpreter for the Central Valley Flying Samaritans. She's secretary of the Run for Health annual fundraising event, which served as a safety representative and a United representative while she was at the residency program in a health services agency. So we would like to thank and honor Cora for her 25 years of service to the county.
Welcome. You go by Cora? I heard that. That's very nice. So this is one of the, we do this a couple times a year where we give these service awards out. And this is pretty exciting for the board because we are, and I say this over and over and over again, we are nothing without great employees. Great employees are folks that stick around, not that a 1 or 2 year employee, but you bring so much knowledge. And I heard you're a mentor, which is probably the single most important thing. If we talk about trying to, the continuance of government and doing a great job, we need people who mentor other folks. So on behalf of the board, we appreciate and want to present you with a 25-year anniversary award. And then I also want you to say a few things. Did you bring anyone from your family?
No.
If you want to.
Thank you.
I just want to thank everyone and Stanislaus County for giving me the opportunity to work for Stanislaus County. When I was interviewed, they asked me what my long-term goal was, and I said to retire with Stanislaus County, so here I am. But I'm not ready to retire yet, maybe another 25 years. We'll see. So just thank you.
Yeah, thank you very
The second employee that we're here to recognize today is Crystal Mello for her 25 years of service. I've had the pleasure of working with Crystal throughout her entire career at the Community Services Agency, and it's truly been an honor and a privilege. Crystal started at CSA in April 1992 as an eligibility worker. She promoted to an eligibility supervisor in July 2000 and was reclassified to a family services supervisor in July 2001. She promoted to a manager in August of 2013, a manager two, and then was promoted to the next level manager, manager three, and served in that role from March 2016 through September 2017. So special recognition for Crystal today. Would like to also congratulate her on her retirement. As she has retired from the county effective September 2017. So we're actually able to recognize her 25 years a little after her retirement date. So thank you, Crystal, for being here today. Crystal was the liaison for both the Modesto Junior College Accelerated Careers and Technology Program and the Modesto Junior College CalWORKS Program for several years as a supervisor. She worked on ensuring our customers were provided the necessary support to overcome barriers in order to become successful in their training as well as to obtain successful employment. Crystal spent a great deal of time in our Welfare to Work program and has made a positive difference not only in the lives of the customers she served, but amongst the employees that she worked with. Crystal would be referred to always as our cheerleader, always cheering us on, always encouraging everybody to meet their goals with a can-do attitude. As a manager, Crystal served as the Medi-Cal coordinator for Stanislaus County and was responsible for the administration of the Medi-Cal program. She was also involved in several county initiatives, which included the Framework for Thriving Stanislaus, Access to Health Care, and Focus on Prevention for Strengthening Families in the beginning stages. Crystal always has been involved and worked on promoting and sustaining a strong commitment to customer service and implemented improvements to better serve our customers, which clearly demonstrated her support for our agencies and for the county's mission, vision, and values. Crystal has a wonderful way of encouraging individuals with her positive sense of humor. She's very talented, and she also has a fabulous singing voice. So I'd like to recognize Crystal for her 25 years of service, as well as to recognize her husband for being here with her today.
Just so you know, Supervisor DeMartini went to go get some pom-poms so we can do a cheer together since you're a cheerleader. Very nice. So this is a little unusual. We're presenting to someone who's actually retired, so you're going to have to tell us what you're doing in retirement. But before you do that, again, we talk about the strength of our organization. I can say this over and over and over again. It's not the Board of Supervisors. It's not the CEO. It's always in the employees that are out presenting. At schools, you were at the schools, which is fantastic, but that's really the strength of this organization. So on behalf of the board, I am presenting you with your 25-year of service award. I appreciate everything you've done, and please tell me what you've been doing in retirement, how you love it.
Not really retired. I'm not working for Stanislaus County, but I am working full-time.
Okay.
I'm actually working for Cambridge Academies.
Okay.
So you may be familiar with them. I know Jody is. Well, we work with folks that are either currently incarcerated or who were recently incarcerated, and helping them to change their mindset and choose a different way in life. Oh, yes. And this is my husband, Rick Mello.
All right, Rick. Okay, next up we have Jamie Akers presenting.
Good morning. It's my pleasure to introduce to you today Jay Martinez of the Department of Environmental Resources, and he's receiving his 30-year award. I'm kind of dating myself because I remember when we hired Jay, so that's a little scary, but Jay began his 30-year career and counting in September of 1987 in the Department of Environmental Resources. Jay came to us with a bachelor's degree from Cal State University, Fresno, and he was hired as an Environmental Health Specialist 1. He promoted through the ranks quickly to Environmental Health Specialist 2 and Environmental Health Specialist 3, and he eventually earned his state certification as a registered Environmental Health Specialist. About a year later, Jay married his lovely wife, Alice, so they have been married for 29 years. And they decided that they wanted to start a family, so they did something really, really special, and that is that they went from zero children on one day to three children all at once because they adopted siblings and they wanted to be able to keep them together. Their names are Rosa, who's now 20, Anthony, who's 18, and Chris, their youngest, is 16. In January of 2000, Jay began to take interest in the rapidly changing computer technology field, and he would often provide much-needed assistance to us with technology in our department. As these advancements were developing, Jay became proficient in our network technology and quickly developed his skills even further by becoming a Microsoft Certified Systems Engineer, where his hands-on expertise was so desperately needed in our department. Because of that, in December of 2000, Jay accepted the position of systems engineer, where he holds the classification of senior systems engineer today, where he oversees our entire IT team. When Jay took this position, he was responsible for the technology just for environmental resources, but as you know, wasn't long before Parks Department joined us, and then in 2007, the landfill divisions were also moved to DER. So Jay is spread through pretty much every corner of the entire county in settings that operate 365 days, of the year, 24/7. And so he meets these challenges head on, and he's kept us up to date with all of our technology needs. Jay, with your dedication and hard work, You've been an invaluable asset to our departments. Your service to Stanislaus County has allowed staff to efficiently and effectively focus on our mission of serving and protecting the health and community. Congratulations to you, and thank you for your service. I am proud of you, and we are so lucky to have you.
So today we're honoring four people. I just added up, it's 120 years of service with four people in the county, and Jay with 30. The common factor I've seen so far, because I keep looking at Crystal and Cora and Jay now, is everyone still has a smile on their face, which is really fantastic. But again, on behalf of the Board of Supervisors, I'm just in awe that, because Supervisor DeMartini was 9 years old when you started working for the county. So it's a wonderful thing, and I hope you're enjoying your time. I hope you're all enjoying your time. But again, we're proud to honor you for your 30 years of service to the county. On behalf of the Board of Supervisors, congratulations.
Yeah, I can't say every moment has been wonderful, but I can say that the entire ride has been fantastic. I enjoy very much working for the people of Stanislaus County. When I started this career, I had no idea I'd be here 30 years standing before you guys, but it's been such a great overall experience that I've had. I work with an incredible group of people at Environmental Resources. Fact is, it's kept me there through two different career paths, and I've enjoyed the opportunity that they've given me. And I'm very appreciative of it. And like I said, it's been an incredible 30 years, and I enjoy it, and I'm honored to work with a fantastic group of people. So, and I also want to point out my wife, standing in the red, and then my adopted son, Anthony. We adopted three kids, as it was stated earlier, out of foster care. They're an incredible group of kids, and I'm pleased with the opportunity to raise them as my own. And in fact, they are my own kids now, so appreciate them.
Very nice. Thank you.
Maybe another 30 more?
Yeah.
We'll see.
Thank you so much. Thank you. This next one, I wasn't even born yet. Next up, we have Diane McDonald. This is exciting.
Good morning, members of the board. It is my privilege to recognize Isabel Figueroa for her long service to the residents of Stanislaus County as a member of the library team. Isabel began her career with the Stanislaus County Library over 40 years ago. She began as a clerk at the Salida Library in 1977, then promoted to library assistant in 1997. Since that time, Isabel has worked at many libraries in our library system, including Modesto, Turlock, Denair, Houston, and Ceres libraries. Throughout her 40-year career, Isabel's commitment to customer service and her dedication to the community has made a positive impact on many, many lives. Isabel has been commended for her friendly and courteous manner with the public, for her enthusiasm working with children and teens, and with her excellent bilingual skills for her service to the Spanish-speaking customers. She has also helped us to make the library's system-wide book club in a box a huge success. Isabel is a Modesto native, attended local schools, and she and her husband Luis have three adult children. When she is not busy at work, Isabel's hobbies include reading, writing, and running. Isabel is a shining example of why Stanislaus County Library maintains a strong reputation for outstanding customer service. congratulations, Isabel, on your 40 years of service.
Thank you.
Welcome, welcome. I didn't want to remind you that you made up a third of that 120 years. And Jim says, I wasn't even born yet. So he's amazing. Okay, so this is truly stunning. So before everyone got here today, I always show up and I try and get organized and see how the meeting's going to flow. And I look at 40 years and I think, in the same position, same job, which is extremely unusual, to say the least. And I said, I was talking with, you know, a few of the folks, and we were talking about pins and 40 years. I think this is probably the fourth employee we've given a 40-year award to about since I've been on the board, maybe the fifth. And a couple of them might not have come in. It's also possible. So I thought, we need to do something nicer. And someone said, you should give them a 40% raise. And I thought, So I'm trying. But this is special. This is truly something. I can't even put it into words. Last year, Bertha, I think, was at 45 years. She's in the Ag Commissioner's office. Truly stunning for someone to make such a career, touch so many lives. You're in a position where you're constantly interacting with people and making a difference. I'm in awe. That's what I'm going to say. I'm in awe. The board's in awe, for sure. Appreciate everything you've done for the library system and Stanislaus County to make it a better place. So on behalf of the board, congratulations on 40 years. And we're going to talk about this today. I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to give pins away or something special for 40 years. It's a special thing. So we appreciate it on behalf of us. We'll take a picture, and then I'm going to give you the microphone, okay?
Getting organized. Okay. Is that safe for us?
Yes, I will. Good morning, members of the board and attendees. Can you hear me? Can't hear myself. Well, I started working since the age of 14. And there was a time in my early 20s that I didn't work. And it was actually for several months. And I was actually enjoying it. My husband one morning was reading the Modesto Bee. And instead of saying something like, get a job already, he politely poured coffee in my cup and said, there's a job, a library job in a newspaper ad, so how about applying? And I did. The library isn't just about checking in and checking out books and saying, shh, all day. It is so much more than that. It is the library services that the library offers, such as story time, where kids learn, where kids listen to stories and develop the love of reading. It is about the customer who comes in the library to share that book they just enjoyed reading. And we are there to offer our readers advisory and get them that next great read. It is about the customer who walks in and tells us about their painful medical condition and asks for our help to find resources and medical materials. Sure, you can find information on the internet, but on top of our education, experience, and training, we are there to listen and have that human interaction that is so vital in our lives. That you cannot get from a computer. I've only touched the surface of library services that we offer, but there is one thing I would like to see come back. The bookmobile and several libraries throughout Modesto for those that do not have transportation. So if you want to work on a business plan, visit your library and we'll help you find materials. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, so yes, thank you.
Congratulations again to Cora, Crystal, Jay, and Isabel for your service. We appreciate everything you've done. And you don't have to stick around anymore. Okay, now we're going to move on to item four, which is a public comment period. It's an opportunity to speak on anything that is not on today's posted agenda. Please limit your comments to 5 minutes and state your name for the record. I do have one speaker card, Ms. Deborah Harper. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning. It's good to see that everybody survived Halloween. My name is Deborah Harper. Attempted to coordinate in Stanislaus County since I returned in 1997. It was priceless to watch and observe the priceless employee recognition. Without Stanislaus County employees, there'd be total chaos. Without employees, period, there would be total chaos everywhere. So it was just awesome. My name is Deborah Harper, and I have experienced, someone has manipulated my world with scopolamine and hypnosis over the years. I've been in and out of this county for a lot of years. So the perpetrators are still out there. And I'm kind of like the prayerfully and respectfully, and I say this prayerfully and respectfully, when I speak, I'm speaking to the functioning level and not attacking any personal individual. When I say prayerfully, it's not because I don't have anything else better to say, as I heard somebody on the media last night while I was doing laundry. Some media says, oh, prayerfully. That's because nobody else, they don't have anything else to say. It's like, no. Lou Giglio has a video out about lamina. It's about how God created the planet, and it shows exactly how powerful God is, even though you may not believe in him. Those of us who do, God is huge. It's a huge thing. It's not a little wimpy thing. It's a huge thing. So when somebody says that they're praying for you, it's a huge thing. So very prayerfully and respectfully, I'm going to speak. This morning, I got coffee at 6:30 at the Ceres McDonald's. And it was a simple order. Coffee, pay for the coffee, get the coffee, leave. And again, the young woman that took the payment for my coffee giggled. This is to the function level. When an employee giggles at somebody, it's not functional. When somebody, an employee anywhere laughs in somebody's face, it's not functional. It takes away from the moment. So prayerfully and respectfully, ask these employees everywhere to not giggle in people's faces or in public venues. It demeans the moment. It takes away from the moment. It's not as powerful as you intend the moment to be. Secondly, I have no memory. Again, life experience perpetrators are still out there. Not only was I manipulated with hypnosis, they wiped out my memory with hypnosis, which means I do not remember if I worked with any of you at the Oceanside Olive Garden when you were a manager there, if you were. I have no memory. I have some memory here and there, and it rotates. You know, it just shifts with the brain because I have some very unusual physical symptoms, which are not mental health symptoms. They're physical, neurological symptoms which affect the memory. So prayerfully and respectfully, in addition to the hypnosis. Again, if I was married to a county employee, this does not mean that all the county employees that have harassed me over the gazillion years I've been in and out of this county can harass me. It's not their job to harass me. I have no memory of being married to a county employee. I have no memory of what occurred. I have no memory. So everyone that wants to ban me from every single library in this county for 2 years with false information because I was previously married to a county employee, that's that's not functional. Speaking to the functioning level again, very peacefully, prayerfully, and respectfully. When I speak, and I've spoken over the years, the goal is to speak about reasonable functioning levels. It's nothing personal. Employees everywhere are making everything personal. It takes one employee to just completely obliterate a public venue somewhere. So I pray that we can stop and separate the public venue from the personal venue so that everyone can function. I do not remember that I was a traveling speaker at one time. So prayerfully and respectfully again, I'm raw at this point because I have no memory that I have that experience of traveling and speaking in public venues. I have no memory. See, I just neurologic moment here. Lost a point, so we'll skip. Flashing light, lost a moment. Okay, one other point that I've lost. I just pray that we can separate the personal venues from public venues and start functioning our counties. And I pray that everyone has an awesome, happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments, Deborah. And that just reminds me, today, make sure you vote. Today's an important day. Okay, I have no other speaker cards. Anyone else like to speak during public comment? Seeing none, we'll move on to the consent calendar. Consent calendar is all those items marked with an asterisk. Would any board member like to pull any item? Anyone in the audience like to comment on any item? Seeing none, I'll bring it back to the board for action.
So move.
We have a motion.
Second.
And a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Okay, on to item B6, acceptance of the fiscal year 2015-16 purchasing card audit reports prepared by the auditor controller. Lauren Klein and Sandeep Singh will be presenting. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Chairman Kaiza, Supervisors, Mr. Hayes, and Mr. Doring. Lauren Klein, Auditor Controller / Interim Treasurer Tax Collector. And the slash, Vito, is what you started. Paul Gibson now refers to me as slash. So, joining me this morning is Sandeep Singh, our Internal Audit Manager. This morning we will be presenting a high-level summary of the 2015-2016 purchasing card audits completed by the division. The primary function of the Internal Audit Division is to protect public assets. The audits performed by the division help ensure that policies and procedures adopted by the Board of Supervisors are adhered to. As always, I would like to take the opportunity to thank those who participate in the audit process. The audit process involves not only auditors, but our client staff. And in this case, our clients are the departments and related agencies. Our audits cannot be completed without the cooperation of departments and agencies. I greatly appreciate the cooperation provided to my staff. I would also like to thank my staff in the Internal Audit Division for their work in the completion of these audits. Unfortunately, in the last month, 2.6 of a total of 4.6 division employees assigned to the Internal Audit Division have either left county employment, promoted, or transferred out of the division. Currently, that leaves 2 full-time staff assigned to the division. We are participating with the current recruitment process to fill the 2 full-time positions recently vacated, and I am working on requesting the extra help position be changed to an additional full-time position. We are striving to get these to complete our audits on time. This will put a little kink in that timeliness as we will have to train new staff. So Sandeep will now begin the presentation.
Good morning. Today we are requesting the board acceptance of the 17 purchasing card compliance audit reports. The audit process is a process of collaboration which requires work not only by the auditors, but also by the respective departments and agencies under review. We would like to thank all county departments and related agencies for their help in completion of the audits being presented to you today. The purchasing card engagement included a series of compliance audits performed for fiscal year 15-16. Purchasing cards are used by 32 departments and related agencies. 17 purchasing car audits were completed in this audit series. We would like to highlight that 4 of the 17 departments reviewed had no significant findings or recommendations. Those 4 departments include Department of Workforce Development, previously known as Alliance WorkNet, Children and Families Commission, Clerk Recorder, and Public Defender. This chart provides the total number of purchasing car transactions incurred compared to the total number of vendor payments issued during the audit period. Approximately $1.6 billion were paid in vendor payments, of which $4.5 million were paid through the use of purchasing cards. Payments by purchasing card represents a little over 0.25% of total vendor payments. This chart shows the total number of dollars spent through the use of purchasing cards over a 5-year period. In general, this chart roughly reflects a downturn in the continuous recovery of the economy. There was about a 15% increase in the amount spent through the use of purchasing cards as compared to the prior year. This chart reflects the total number of purchasing card transactions over a 5-year period. There was an 11% increase in the number of transactions over the past year. The next 2 slides summarize some of the findings associated with the review. 50 travel authorization forms were not approved prior to incurring travel-related charges. 49 trips were not supported by trip comparisons. 10 monthly reconciliations were not certified properly. 4 purchases in excess of $5,000 were not supported with 3 vendor quotes or a sole source form. 21 monthly billing statements were not reviewed by department heads in a timely manner. We noted 4 personal charges and all were reimbursed to the county. In conclusion, except for the findings noted, the departments and related agencies selected for testing were in compliance with the county's purchasing card and travel policies. The audit work performed provides accountability to the Board of Supervisors and the public and is in alignment with the Board's priority of ensuring efficient delivery of public services. Staff requests approval of the internal audit reports prepared by the Internal Audit Division. Are there any questions?
Do we have any questions of staff? And then we'll have comments. Seeing none, go out to the audience. Anyone for any comments? All right, we'll bring it back to the board. Any comments? Supervisor Monteith?
Yes, thank you for the report. There's one question I have is, I would be interested in if there are departments that are still doing the same thing that went on last year. How's the correction been? Are they repeating in the same errors? I understand that there's a growth problem. We can eliminate problems. But I'm just concerned if there are any that are repeating and not correcting their issues. The other issue is splitting of credit cards, get away from the limit. That bothers me because that's an intended purpose. And the main thing is that we don't have repetition year after year in the same department.
I think the splitting wasn't fraudulent. I think we've had, as we all know, there are several staffing changes across the county. Right. So there's a learning curve for new staff to get up to speed on the policies and the procedures. I think, in general, that's why we may still be seeing a lot of the same findings going on. There's been significant staffing changes in several of the departments, and I just commented on Internal Audit Division. I've just lost most of my staff in the division, and they're all going to have to be trained. So I understand your concern. I do think that most of it does have to do with training and new
well,
staff.
I think that should be one of the first things that's taught to them. And if you're giving them a credit card, that definitely should be taken care of immediately and not discussed later. If you hand someone a credit card,
right,
they should be notified of the authority it has and the limitations. So I still have a problem, although I understand the turnover of personnel. that should be addressed immediately when a person is hired.
Yeah, the procedure should be, if you're given a credit card, you should be familiar with the policies. The policies are posted on the internet. They're accessible. If they have questions, they can either ask existing department staff or they can contact the internal audit division if they need clarity. So that should be right off the bat.
Right. And that we don't have this, as you say, the repetition of each thing over and over, because that way it seems like we're swimming uphill. And that's my only comment. Thank you for the report.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Other comments? Please. Go ahead.
No. It's our resident accountant.
The accountant. We'll let the accountant go first.
There may not be anything left for me to say when you're done.
No. So good job, guys. Great report. And first of all, the loss of employees did not come to my office, so I don't want you to. Not that I didn't try.
No.
So anyway, no, I know how hard it is. We're having just as hard a time finding accountants for anyone out there who wants to look to make a career change. There is such opportunity right now in accounting for people. So anyway, tough to find. So I understand what you're going through. I feel for you. The report, for the most part, good, clean report. Again, as Supervisor Monteith refers to, it's the repetition, which is the part that is most concerning when it continues to ask to be corrected and it's not. But I understand with the turnover of employees, it's tough to, that's just what happens as we have, obviously we don't have the same people for the most part doing this continuously and not mm-hmm. heeding the report and not doing things. So. Anyway, that's just not much we can do with the turnover part of it. But we need to continue to stay on and stay vigilant with that. So, again, the report, I think, is strong, and it shows it's great that we do this even, just the fact that we do this and go through, 99% of the I tell my clients 99% of the deterrent is just to let somebody know that you're looking mm-hmm. and that you're paying attention.
No, I agree completely.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be this intense policy and procedures. Just the fact that somebody knows that you are looking over their shoulder is probably the biggest deterrent we can have. So it's great that we do this every year, and I appreciate the work you guys have done. And anyway, good report.
Thank you.
All right. Supervisor DeMartini.
Thank you for the report. I imagine there's a great amount of hours that went into that and looking over all those transactions. Took note that you even audited your own department, which was...
Always. There's no exceptions. We even had a finding.
Yeah, I noticed that. Not the department head.
I wouldn't brag about it.
No. Just being honest.
Considering, the amount of people that work here and how many departments we have, the findings were relatively minor, and I didn't see anything that indicated any fraud on anyone's part. But it's good that you're looking. Everybody knows that you're going to be looking at these cards, and so that keeps everybody on their toes. Although some departments, like UC Extension, didn't seem like they complied with any of the county rules, which is surprising, but that's a tiny little department. Anyway, I was satisfied with the report. I thought you did a good job on it, and I don't have any further comments on that. I think considering what a big organization this is, the findings were rather small, and it looked like all the departments agreed to your audit and agreed with the findings. So that was good.
Yeah. Any comments? Okay. I will just say that I agree with every comment that's been made. We need to do a good job of making sure that people that have credit cards are aware of the implications. This is to show the people that we have the full faith and confidence in the county. Mm-hmm. We do have over 4,000 employees, so there are bound to be some findings every single time. As long as they're rectified immediately, it's how you deal with those, and we don't find fraudulent activities. So I'm very pleased with this, and I appreciate all the work you do, and let's get those positions filled. Mm-hmm. That would be great. Okay, with that, look for a motion. Accept the findings.
I will make a motion that we accept the purchasing card audit reports from our great auditor controller's office.
Slash?
Treasurer tax collector.
All right.
I'll second that.
And we have a second. Have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
We have no scheduled matters. Move on to correspondence.
This board has received a letter from the East Stanislaus Resource Conservation District regarding the resignation of Frank Coelho from the Board of Directors.
Acknowledge receipt of the letter.
This board has received a letter from the California Fish and Game Commission regarding proposed regulatory action relating to incidental take of tricolor blackbird.
Refer to the Fish and Wildlife Committee.
This board has received from the San Joaquin County Office of Education the fiscal year 2017-18 annual report for the John B. Allard Community School, the Ceres Community School, and the Empire Community School as required by the Williams Settlement.
Refer to the Stanislaus County Superintendent of Schools.
This board has received the claims as noted on the agenda.
Acknowledge receipt of claims and refer to the Chief Executive Office Risk Management Division. Are there any Board of Supervisor reports?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, since today is Election Day, I will be down at the Clerk Recorder's Office observing the election. I don't expect there to be any problems, but it's good that somebody watches over their shoulder. And so I look forward to it, and I will report back the next meeting on what I see there.
That would be great. Appreciate that. Any other supervisor reports? Okay. Legislative Fiscal Management Report, CEO Hayes.
Yeah, I wanted to take just a moment this morning to talk about the proposals that have come forward at the federal level regarding our federal tax reform system. And I know that there's a lot of wide speculation and opinion about what is occurring with tax reform, so I think it's very important to understand. My comments are just merely to reflect what we're being told would be impacts to counties, particularly here in California, and are not necessarily to be viewed as an editorial comment regarding tax reform. So I wanted to start by that. So just by summary, the reforms that are have been released at the through the House represent a significant restructuring of our tax code with broad impacts to lower corporate and individual tax rates, while restructuring the longstanding system of using tax deductions to reduce our tax liabilities. There are many very popular deductions that are eliminated in this process, but I wanted to talk about some of the specific impacts to local governments. Most specifically is the elimination of the deduction that we currently use for state and local tax deductions. The House version of this bill eliminates the deduction of state and local income taxes for individuals, but retains the deduction for businesses. Just some data for you. There were 61,520 households in Stanislaus County that claimed that deduction in the 2015 tax year. That represents about 91% of the middle income households in Stanislaus County, with an average deduction of $10,367. So those are the numbers that would actually impact in Stanislaus County as the bill is currently written. There are other offsetting changes in there, so I can't comment on whether any individual or on average how the county would be impacted, but I just wanted to make sure I passed along the data that we did have in terms of how many families were using the state and local tax deduction. The bill does retain a portion of deductions on property taxes, but it eliminates several current property tax deductions. Anything over $500,000 for a property value mortgage is eliminated, and also eliminates any deductions on second homes. The impacts to counties as it relates to those particular issues are that there's a projected reduction in home values, and depending upon who you listen to or who you believe, the real estate industry will tell you that these provisions would reduce home values by as much as 10%, and in a very quick fashion. I don't know that that's true, but that's just what's been reported, and there's an obvious correlation if a reduction in home values on our assessment rolls, which would then impact our largest source of discretionary revenue through property taxes here in Stanislaus County. And it is also projected that only about 5% of the households would be projected to itemize deductions going forward, because the new tax code would be simplified so that most families would not need to itemize deductions. And in doing so, there's a concern that there may be potential significant impacts to charitable donations for many of our community-based organizations that enjoy a nonprofit status and currently have tax-exempt status for donations. So there's a concern that there would be a secondary impact on local governments if our charitable organizations in the community that we definitely rely on are not as financially solvent going forward. The other thing that I really wanted to talk about today, though, as it relates to counties, is the elimination of the advanced refunding or refinancing of bond debt. So we have a provision in the current tax code that allows us to refinance some of our public debt when the time is right for us. The county has saved several million through several strategic refinancing efforts as interest rates and the county's financial resources have changed over time. Some of the examples are the building that we're in today was refinanced for a savings of $2.4 million. And we saved about $4.9 million through a refinancing of the Salida Library, Gallo, and 12th Street projects through combined refinancing efforts. This change in the tax code essentially eliminates that tool in our financial tool chest. We would no longer be able to refinance any of our tax-free bonds going forward in the future. The other impact, not directly to the county, but indirectly to the community, is that it eliminates private activity bonds that are oftentimes used for 501c3 nonprofits. So many nonprofits in the community use this feature to issue tax-free exempt bonds. And in our community, we've had about $1.7 billion in these bonds issued. The largest one was $1.6 billion for Kaiser to build their hospital in February of 2004. But I'm just going to read to you a list of the other bond financings that would no longer be tax exempt under this process and therefore would change the ability of those organizations to potentially finance what they originally did. Our Gallo Art Center and 12th Street project was done through a private activity bond. The Oakdale Heritage Oaks Senior Living Center, Community Hospice, and Samaritan Village was one of the larger ones that was done. And then most recently, as March of 2016, Golden Valley Health Centers issued about $9.5 million of these bonds to assist in their refinancing and their ability to serve the underserved population here in the Central Valley. So I just mentioned those because those are would be the most direct impacts to us as it relates to bond refinancing and then bond issuance for nonprofit organizations. And then I just want to comment on the process so everyone is aware. This process is moving very, very quickly. It is anticipated that the bill will come out of committee and move to the House floor for a vote sometime next week. And then I think the president's been pretty clear that they're looking forward to trying to deliver some kind of a final product by the end of this year. So that completes the management update, but I thought it was very important for the board to know and hear what we're receiving in terms of impacts to counties and local government as it relates to tax reform.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Deborah, I'm going to let you come back up really quick for a quick comment.
Thank you very much. Very respectful, prayerfully and respectfully, when I speak, I'm speaking to experience, not about me personally. It's not about me. It's about the functioning levels. And again, regarding the hypnosis, I don't have a memory. I don't recognize people. So in my efforts to communicate throughout the community and in here, if I don't recognize somebody, it's from the manipulated memory thing. So also, because of the memory problem, I do not remember if I was a cheerleader for the San Diego Chargers, may or may not have been at some point, or for any personal venues. I prayerfully and respectfully try to bridge things respectfully and with dignity with everyone over the communication and functioning efforts. And prayerfully and respectfully again, Merry Christmas, Happy Thanksgiving, and Happy New Year. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Deborah. Okay, we do have a closed session today.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we have several matters to discuss in closed session. First is a conference with a real property negotiator. The property is the Finch Road Animal Shelter, 2846 Finch Road, Modesto, California. The agency negotiators are Jody Hayes, Patricia Hill-Thomas. The negotiating party is City of Modesto. Under negotiation is both terms of payment and price. This will be held pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.8. Additionally, we'll have conference with legal counsel to discuss anticipated litigation pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9 Subdivision D4 involving two matters. We reasonably expect to report out on one of those matters, and it's appropriate to ask if there are any public comments before adjourning to closed session.
Any public comments? Seeing none, this meeting is adjourned.